Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're talking to people today about issues facing us all. I'm glad to include your responses to this survey.
Okay.
Okay, to begin, are you registered to work in San Patricio County, ma'am?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you anyone in the household, employee in the news media, a market research firm, elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidate have you tended to vote for most often? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or not affiliated, independent or party?
Independent.
Independent, okay. All right, ma'am, although you vote for a person and do not, you know, one in the major parties, when you have the, you know, to choose between two candidates of whom you knew a little about, have you tended to vote for a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes for this survey, what year were you born?
66.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in, you know, in or near Ingleside?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, have you seen, read, or heard about this in a report on television? Yes or no?
Yes.
What about something you heard on the radio?
No. Just on the TV.
Okay, what about talking with your family and friends?
Yeah.
What about a report in the newspaper?
No.
A website you found?
No.
Facebook or X or other social media?
No.
What about attending a meeting?
No.
Or news sites or articles on the internet?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and in your own words, can you please tell me what have you seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant? Just whatever comes to your head that you heard.
Just that they're wanting to build that ammonia plant, and it's close to where a lot of people live. And be worried about the runoff or whatever from the ammonia, you know. I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay. The plant near to communities, right?
Yes. People's houses.
Okay. New. Okay. People's houses, right? Okay, we will put that. Okay, ma'am, and what have you seen, read, or heard giving you a more positive view or more negative view of the proposed ammonia plant?
Negative. I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to read you the names of, you know, several individual or groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have, you know, heard of the person or group. If so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just let me know and I'll move to the next one, okay? The first one will be Port of Corpus Christi.
I've heard of it. It's good.
And would that be a strong positive or just somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Well, what about Flint Hills Resources?
I've heard of it. I'm not either way, positive or negative.
Would that be somewhat positive or somewhat negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay, what about Enbridge?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay. Never heard of him, right?
Nope.
Okay, you've never heard of him. What about Valero?
Yeah.
Would that be a strong positive, somewhat negative, or very a strong negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, somewhat positive. Somewhat positive. Okay, Project Yarn.
I don't know what that is. Never
okay,
heard of it.
What about Nueces County Green Ammonia?
Never heard of it.
Yara.
Never heard of it.
And Oxy Energy Corporation.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside? You know, would that be favor strongly, favor somewhat, or oppose strongly?
Oppose strongly.
Oppose strongly, okay. All right, ma'am, please tell me of which of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant, okay, at the south part of Ingleside. The first one says, the proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Would that make a strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Strongly oppose.
Okay, a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has the largest scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and expert capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Would that make a favor strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Okay, plant personnel and first responders will be, properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that, that there is an incident at the proposed facility. Would that make it favor strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. All right, the ammonia produced by the facility will be, exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would, otherwise come from coal plants. Would that make it favor strongly, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Okay, consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pest stain removers. Would that make a strong favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat in favor.
Somewhat in favor. All right, ma'am. The blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, though creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. Would that make it strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly in favor.
Strongly in favor. Okay. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation, and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities. Would that make you favor strong, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Okay, the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services. Would that make you want to strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose that?
Somewhat in favor.
Somewhat in favor. Okay, opponents say that the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. Would that make it favor strong, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed that?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, the proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs in the peak of the construction, and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service. Would that make your favor strong, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
All right, ma'am, approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to a permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, opponents say that the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
It's going to impact them negatively. Yeah, I agree with that.
I strongly oppose that. Okay, all right. Enbridge, conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and made available to the public. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plan will include the largest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Would that make you strong favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. All right, ma'am. Opponents say that the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
All right, in addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
In favor.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat favor?
Somewhat.
Okay, and the last one say the produced ammonia will be loaded directly into ship's dock right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it is shipped. Would that make you strong favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Okay. All right, ma'am, after hearing all this information, would you favor or oppose that construction of an ammonia plant located at the southern edge of Ingleside?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, in your own words, please tell me again why you oppose the proposed ammonia plant.
It's too close to the homes and residences of the people that live there.
Okay, too close to the homes, right? And residents.
Correct.
Okay. Residents. minutes. Okay. All right. All right, and not just a few questions to make sure that we have our representative sample. We're almost done, okay, and thank you for your time. And do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other country,
No.
Latin America?
No.
Okay, no. All right, and is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Are you Anglo, white,
no.
African American, or black, or Asian?
No. No. None of those.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and do you own or rent your place of residence?
Do I what?
Do you own or rent?
Own.
Okay. All right, and which of the following best describes your current type of, most, you know, recent type of employment? Would you say self-employed, like your own business, clerical, like retail, government, education, white-collar management, farming, fishing, construction or manufacturing, energy, chemical, or professionals such as law or medicine?
None of those.
Okay. No. Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you have an Instagram account, yes or no?
No.
What about an X account?
No.
Facebook account?
No.
Okay. And do you watch the 90 local news for, you know, 4 or more days per week?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis?
No.
No? Okay. All right, and do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you have any children under the age of 19 who resides with you full or part-time?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, I hope you have a great evening and really appreciate your time.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.